B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Let's go is right. Let's be ready to go. Let's see what we got.
Brett Brown apologist better shut the f*** up. Fire this man now before we can't salvage this. This is freaking unbelievable.
That is what you call an insta reaction. I think some people right now, if you said, would you be in favor of pulling the trigger right now and letting Monty Williams handle it the rest of the way? Majority, 86%. Boom, would pull the trigger. Do you agree? Based on game one?
I mean, you're not.
It's obviously not happening.
I mean, I have enough to worry about besides conjecture and what ifs.
You have reality to worry about. That's what's disturbing you.
Yes. It's funny. I'm not in the mood to play games. You can tell.
Yeah.
To play games.
Yeah.
911, what is your emergency? Well, I don't know for a fact. It sounds strange, but I think three players from the 76ers were abducted before the game yesterday, and I believe they are still missing. Oh, what are their names? J.J. Redick, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons.
Well,
yeah, well, I saw Redick. He was in jail.
Got Redick was in
jail.
Trouble.
Yeah, he was in jail because he was a defensive liability, and you know that's what it is. And got caught in foul trouble, so they basically was in jail.
You know, you're like the mayor of the city in a lot of ways. You've got to know a guy that's got a car service. Can we send him over to pick up Tobias tonight? Make sure he makes it to the game tonight?
Joe Sinatra.
All right. Joe.
Or Dave Schultz.
Okay, go pick up.
Schultz has got one.
What, Dave Schultz, like the former Flyer?
Yes.
Bleeper?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe Schultz can go over there and pick up.
I wore a Flyer shirt today.
You wore the bleep shirt?
I'm not even saying bleep now. I'm just saying Flyers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wore a Flyer today because I'm aggravated.
So you did it as a sign of,
actually, it's just a comfortable shirt. But
it was on top of the drawer.
Correct.
Be honest here.
But that said, I'm just saying it was.
All right, Joe or Dave, make sure one of you guys communicate and pick up Tobias for the game. I'd like to see if he plays tonight.
We need. Hey, by the way, Andrew, I need the at 1:45 coming out of that break. I need you to play the Sixers song.
Oh, okay, that's when you're going to turn.
Well,
you're going to try.
I'll try to turn.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm a big Sixers fan, but I got to say that, like, Ben Simmons, it's not that he's not good enough to shoot or he can't shoot. It's that he's scared to shoot. He's scared to shoot. How many NBA players, great NBA players, are scared to shoot?
Well, you're dead right about it. He's petrified.
Nah, you know, I mean, what is it? This isn't new.
Bleep pride. Right?
Come on, Butch. But this isn't new, all right? It wasn't going to change because the calendar went to the playoffs and suddenly he was going to be jacking up, you know, 18 shots.
Yeah, coach knew that coming in.
So that's already been said. What needs to be said is more that he's got to be able to drive the lane.
Yeah, I'm so heated. I don't know what to do. That game was a disgrace over the weekend. The coach doesn't know what he's doing. Only one man showed up to a playoff game, and that was Jimmy Butler. I don't get it. Four players, combined score, between four players, 18 points. What's going on?
I'm with you.
Yeah?
You basically mimicked my whole day today, which is I don't get it. I don't understand how you don't show up.
And there's people that hate that the type of player Jimmy Butler is. They don't like that kind of mentality.
He's too aggressive.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll never get it.
I'm telling you, things couldn't go any worse for the Sixers. You have Ben Simmons calling out the fans that were booing during the game. You got Amir Johnson, Joel Embiid checking out Amir's phone during the game, which is completely idiotic and unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And this team just can't play defense. This team cannot play defense. I knew from the get-go that this wasn't going to be a series with the Nets in terms of a cakewalk series. Okay, if they lose in game two, if they lose game two and go down 0-2, having to go on the road into game three, this series is over.
Well, they got to win tonight. It starts tonight. They got to show us something tonight. We got to come in tomorrow. Far different.
Okay, remember, it's not as much about their defense. Look, their pacing kind of dictates they're going to give up points, and we know that we don't just did pick and roll. I'm laughing because it's still pick and roll. It's mostly about the fact that their offense, they have to be able to jump out to a lead. They got to be able to go at will because there's no one to guard them. The Nets are a bad defensive team. They're not a good defensive team. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anthony, your boy's falling off. I mean, with all the patience that the fan base has showed this guy, he's going to turn on the fan base, tell the fan base what to do. The other teams, they get a Greek freak. We get a bossy Aussie that can't shoot. He's the reason we're losing in the playoffs. He doesn't want to shoot because he's afraid of getting booed. Why say we boo him until he shoots?
The bossy Aussie, that's pretty clever.
I don't think he doesn't shoot because he's afraid he's going to get booed, because people cheer when he actually does shoot, even if he doesn't make it. Because they're just like, oh my God, he had the balls to take a shot. How should the fans conduct themselves tonight?
How should they should go in?
Supportive?
Yeah, to start.
You don't boo from last game.
No, if they get the same... No, you got to be in on the... It's a playoff game. So it's a seven-game series. Yeah. So
it was one game.
Series not, it's a long way from being over. But if they struggle and they play poorly again...
And look listless.
Then school's out.
You going Alice Cooper full-blown? School's out?
I mean, really, you can't... Look, these fans are great. They are.
Yeah.
That Sixer fan base, all of it, it's a 4-for-4 thing. That building's always hopping.
Well, of course, the Philadelphia fans got criticized nationally for booing in the game, booing their own team in the playoffs, game one. But what they don't realize
criticize them.
You've just seen it from all the usual pundits, right? But here's the deal. It doesn't mean that we don't love our team or we don't still love Ben Simmons.
They're going to come out. If you have no plan,
it's a sign of displeasure.
And you get beat at home by the Nets. Yeah.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
You're supposed to boo.
The Sixers, all I got was wonders. They're answering the cell phone on the bench. Why don't they have one guy smoking a Marlboro and the other guy's drinking quarts of beer while they're playing?
I love that guy. That guy's old school, drinking quarts of beer. Because that's
in a brown bag.
That's it's true. Smoking a Marlboro with a quart of beer.
Yeah,
that's true. He's
one of those stand up ashtrays.
Who in the world? You can answer the cell phone at the bench. That says it all, doesn't it?
You know what bothers me about Saturday's game? That Jared Dudley says before they even played the game that with Ben Simmons, they're just going to leave him wide open because they know he's not going to shoot it.
Great call.
That's all insane.
That. I mean, if I was Ben Simmons, that would have pissed me off. It's not like it was something secret. That was out in the open. That's bulletin board material.
Yes. Yes, I agree. But even more beyond that, think about less. Simmons, you're right. But it's up to the coach
to know that too.
That it's coming. Now, how do I attack it?
Yeah.
How do I attack it?
He's seen enough instances.
How many times are you going to want to see a team do that before you make an adjustment?
It's never going to change unless you do something different.
What's the adjustment? Post them up.
Yeah, and I have a question that I need answered. If Joel Embiid's knees are giving him this much of a problem, why was he allowed to play so many minutes in the All-Star game?
Because they wanted him to. It's good advertising. It's marketing.
I don't know.
I hate it. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, but here's why. Here is my guess. Is that he does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play the All-Star game. Because it's glitz and glamour, right? So it's a glam game he wanted to play.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Harden. And
that's why.
Yeah. Can I give you the bro tweeted this out, that the guy, I think it's Dr. Cho on Twitter, the guy who diagnoses
injuries. Yeah, careful with that guy, though. That guy got thrown out of, he was a team doctor for USC.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he never examined Embiid, but he says the brace that Embiid was wearing is used for unicompartmental arthritis. It could also be used for a bone bruise, but absent an acute injury, that is unlikely. Hope it's not arthritic, because there's no turning that around. Now, you can minimize arthritic decay, I guess is maybe the wrong word, but I don't know. But, or load management.
Yeah.
You got to protect Embiid from himself. And he's got to take his health a little bit more seriously as well.
Yeah.
To add insult to injury with this loss today, Amir Johnson, you're sitting on a bench with your cell phone out, trolling through it. That's an embarrassment to this city, man. This is why the Sixers won't win. For things like that. Come on, man. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, it was a bad look, and the announcers pointed it out.
Again, it is embarrassing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, all kidding aside, could you imagine if you're the coach and you see a dude on the phone, what are you doing? Aren't you grabbing that thing and smashing it?
I'm whipping it across the floor. I'm going to throw it against the backboard, and then I'm going to throw him in the locker room. Then I'm going to cut him.
You know.
Seriously.
Whatever.
I know apparently he has a sick kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the real story. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. It's
Joe was joking with him.
Yeah, so I doubt it was about that, because I saw a big smirk smile.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Who are we to question?
I worry more about how they play. Yeah. I think that's ridiculous, but the fact that they didn't play well and they had no plan is what scares me.
That's just another strike on a team that just doesn't look like they're into it. And the plan's not there, and there's a lack of respect.
Once again, Ben Simmons is way overrated. Let's get rid of him. Let's get what we can for him. There's no way you could be a point guard in the NBA and not be able to shoot a shot or a free throw. Uh-oh.
Again, he wasn't going to go overnight and turn into that. You got to allow him to mature a little bit. There's been plenty of guys like Jason Kidd. There's been, I know you don't want to hear it now. Giannis didn't have a shot. All these guys, there's a lot of guys that don't have a shot that develop one. You're not going to trade him. Come on. That's just absurd. You're not doing that. Was he horrible? Yeah, he was horrible. You're going to have to grow with him. That's the point. He's 22 years old. You got to grow with him.
That was Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. By the way, tonight, Ant, make sure you check out, if you're going down to the game or right here on the air, check out Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, and D. Lineham tonight from 6 to 8, live from the Wells Fargo Center, taking you right into Sixers Nets Game 2, 8 o'clock
awesome.
Tip. You know, they had a special visitor on Saturday. Did you see this?
AI, baby.
Yeah, he came by. He had a Dr. J jersey on and a nice Sixers. He had the red jersey on, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The white Sixers. Class.
That's the championship jersey.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And he broke bread, was down there hanging out with him. So make sure you, if you're going to the game tonight, stop by and see the boys and lady in D-Lineham. Or check it out right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Tom McGinnis will have the call once again. And hopefully tonight's result is far different than what we experienced on Saturday. Right from the beginning and all the way through. I want to see a thorough ass whooping tonight of the Brooklyn Nets.
Thorough ass whooping.
From the opening tip all the way to the final buzzer. I want to see relentless ass whooping. No 20-1 run for the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Jeez.
I don't get it.
Defies logic. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go
Mikey.
Is he not getting
it? I'm in a bad mood, cuz. I'm in a rotten
You're
mood.
You're in a bad way.
I'm in a rotten mood. How in the world? I wish I could talk to you.
He's got to save it for two.
No, I was talking to Mike. Mike and I were texting back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
It's terrible. He looks good, though, Mike. He got a nice cup of coffee.
Huh.
What's it, the baseball jacket?
You look at
a baseball jacket.
A baseball jacket.
It's a nice look.
Oh, that's a man. That's an Augusta National vest.
That's awesome.
A tribute to my favorite golfer.
Oh, a little Tiger tribute. Very good.
She wore the red.
You're a big man, brother. I appreciate that. How was it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah.
It was beautiful down there.
Any Southern Bells?
I gave him a head nod.
Any Southern Bells?
Really? You gave Tiger a head nod?
I might take a little credit for the victory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Thursday I was there.
You should.
And he finished his round, and he was coming off 18. And nobody was really there. He was kind of walking to the cabin where they walked to. And I was right there, and I locked eyes with him, and I gave one of these.
You gave him the nod.
And he gave me a nod back.
Did he really?
And I think at that moment it was to say, listen, man, I know you're the greatest golfer of all time. I don't like you that much, but knock yourself out.
Well, he showed him respect.
Was my head nod.
The nod
was a nod of respect. And unleashed all the shackles that have been weighing him down
you want it
all
for
these
him.
Years.
I
tipped my cup of coffee to him. I salute. That's
salute.
Right.
You gave him the head
nod. Do me a favor.
He's on his way to Butler Cabin.
Do me a favor. I got you managing the Sixers, the Phillies. Uh-huh. You're the manager for the Phillies in my eyes and the GM. I might need you to coach the Sixers, too, because I can't take...
You got to pull double duty.
I can't take a coach going in with getting undressed again by the Nets. Going in with no plan.
I hear you, brother.
They told him...
I'm right with you.
They told him what they were going to do to Ben Simmons. Uh-huh. And what do you do? What do you do? You do nothing. You continue with the same nonsense dribble handoff.
With all due respect, it's Stunad and the Stunads that are sitting on that bench right now.
Right?
I've never seen assistant coaches with that little impact.
And awareness?
Yeah. On what they're actually doing. I see Jim O'Brien sitting there with a clipboard.
Looking like Paulie Walnuts.
Like he's writing letters to his relatives, I think.
What are you doing?
What the hell?
Dude, one of them say?
And people after Monty Williams. He doesn't say a word. Monty Williams say one word, and he's going to coach the Lakers.
Are you going to coach? Well, you know, he's a perfect guy.
And then they got some kid who looks like he's 14 sitting next to him. Well, I don't even know where he is. What's his name? Scott Young?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Yeah.
Where do these guys come from?
All right, so one of them. Can one of them tell him, hey, yo, Brett, why don't you?
That's what I'm saying. When NBA players, teams call timeout, there's always the collection of assistant coaches giving input.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I think we all did it. These guys sit there like they're waiting for a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Like they're charting a baseball game.
It's outrageous.
I'm as heated as you, brother.
I can't take it. I can't. Like, what are you doing?
This just gives me that feeling that last year after Boston game one, that after Boston game two, I knew it was over. I just hope to God it's not the same.
I know. I can't take a first round. Listen, you lose a Raptors, you lose a Raptors, but I can't take a first round loss to the Brooklyn Nets.
No.
You see what my people did to me today? They're dressed in Tiger red.
Yeah, blood. I saw Ty's get the red on.
At two. my crew. Right?
They just like Natalie's too?
No, hold on. Yeah, sure. Natalie. Hey,
believe Natalie.
Right in there.
And they twist it.
I can't believe Natalie like a fish. Would do that to you.
They're gutting you like a fish, Michael.
That's not right. It's a nice...
Ty looks good, though, in the red.
I like that.
He looks like he just walked off 18.
Natalie,
Ty's headed to Butler Cabin.
Cool, Natalie.
Ty's headed to Butler Cabin right now.
That's not right.
How beautiful was it, though? By the way,
not the
weather, but just the course.
This is awesome. Being on the course is
awesome.
It's
Holy Land.
Yeah, it's so it's almost like Disneyland. You know, it's like hard to believe how beautiful it is. Like,
how hilly is it?
Well, it's very hilly.
It doesn't transfer on TV.
I walked about 20 miles in two days, two half sessions. It's grueling to walk it.
But, so did you watch Saturday?
No, I was going by Saturday.
Okay, so you did Thursday, Friday.
I did Thursday, Friday. Yeah. I had to do the event on Friday.
Did you hang out with Frankie?
Frankie.
With Francesco? Was down there?
Francesco?
With Molinari?
Francesco at Choca.
He went, 53 holes without a bogey?
Dios mio.
And then all of a sudden he's drinking.
Yeah.
Three other guys before him go drinking. Why in the world aren't you a club up on that?
it was a bad swing. Sometimes you hit it.
You just miss it.
You hit it a little fat, mm-hmm. as they call it. Ooh. You hit it fat, and then he hit the tree on 16.
And maybe the pressure causes you to hit a little fat.
It's not a good.
And Tiger plops it right down in a safe spot.
Yeah, that was smart.
Unreal. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to attack the pin here. I'm just going safe right to the left. I'm good. 12, no problem. What a beautiful golf hole that is. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss will be coming up at 2 o'clock today. And his thoughts on what happened on Saturday, his thoughts on what happened on a Masters Sunday. There'll be a lot to talk about today. And everybody wearing Tiger red today.
How about that, Natalie? That's not
right.
That's
nice work. I like everybody like kind of wearing the red.
We said, well, Ty and I said on Friday, if he won, we would both wear it.
Yeah.
But it kind of started as a joke, and now you have to do it.
What a crazy, crazy golf tournament. Well, look at you with a little doodle today. We might have to auction that off, all right? You're a good doodler. I stink at doodling.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
What is it?
It's Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's he doing?
I can't tell what the arm is.
Look at the top.
Flipping the bird. Oh, that's the hand there. Okay, I see that. Oh, he's got a long finger. 610-632-0975. That's the number. This is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Natural Lawn because it's that time of year. We're now, what, mid-April? Late April at this point. Well, we're mid-April today. But everybody loves a nice green lawn. Almost time to cut, and, you know, the weeds are starting to pop up. But we want to make sure that what we put on our lawn is safe. It's safe for our loved ones, our kids, your neighbors' kids, pets, and you should be conscious of what's going on in your lawn. Because this season, Natural Lawn of America, well, they use safer organic-based lawn care products. That's what they do. And they'll reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep away the weeds. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn, they've been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments, they'll give you the lush green lawn that you've always wanted. And for a limited time, only Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full service program. That's right, $100 off. So if you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Jason Martita sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE and get $100 off now. It's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
Wow, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is on fire.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Holy moly.
Like major fire?
Look at it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Notre Dame.
You got your hunchback.
Notre Dame on fire.
I was there a few years ago. Beautiful. Huge.
It is. I was there in the past, too. Wow.
Hmm. You got your hunchback of Notre Dame. You got your halfback of Notre Dame. Quasimodo predicted it.
Who's that?
That scene? Quasimodo. He goes, Nostradamus. He goes, you know what's funny about Nostradamus? You got your halfback in Notre Dame, your hunchback.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Wow, that's major fire, too. Horrible.
By the way, something cool for today. The Phillies game will be on ESPN, so you got an hour before the tip-off.
Oh, I know this. Yeah, Ryan Howard's doing the game.
Ryan Howard's going to be on the piece. Call with Carl Ravitch and Tim Kirchen.
It's already cool. Oh, yeah. It's good. You can see Ryan Howard.
I think he'll be good at that.
So do I.
Yeah. He's always had a decent personality.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. I think it'll be really good at it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. 610-632-0975. We have one line open if you'd like to grab it. I know we've been jammed on the phones all day. So let's get some people in here. Let's go to Schwanksville and talk to Roger on the Fanatic. How you doing, Rog?
Hey, guys. Great show. Anthony, I haven't talked to you, I think, since you were on that other station. But, man, I love your ball knowledge and how you're passionate about it and not letting these guys get away with this. So you guys touched on a little bit what I wanted to talk about. I think Brett, obviously, his coaching, you know, we don't know what he is. He's always coached, you know, tanking through those seasons. But
right.
I really think he misses Pierce. I think a lot of times Pierce would just run the huddle as far mm-hmm. as offensive sets and defense. And
it's
I
true.
Think he misses Lang, too, in a way. Not to put him out of it, like, you know, he's still culpable. The axe falls on him. But I think they miss those two guys. And just to touch on his point, what he could do better, in my opinion, is his discipline. I'll give you an example. Why was Joel not going to play in game one? And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm thinking, look, if JoJo wants to play, he's going to play. Don't put it out there that he's not going to play unless he's not. I mean,
well, he was listed as doubtful.
Yeah, but come on, Jason. You knew he was going to play. Mm-hmm.
He said he decided 15 or 20 minutes before the game.
Now, that's terrible coaching because, first off, there's doubt going in, even from your own team. Like, okay, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Yeah, are we going to make Tobias more of a role? Is Jimmy going to have more of a role? Because, I mean, to me, that's part of coaching. And I think Ben and Joel especially, they do what they want to do. I think, you know, Brett might say something to Ben like, you know, don't do this, shoot this. Ben's going to be like, he's going to do what he wants to do. Ben just seems like, I don't know. I think they need more of a disciplinarian, more of, you know, a guy that's established in the league like a Pop that can tell these guys, like, Ben, I'll give you an example. When he pushes the rock or he gets paint touches, a lot of times he'll just stop and look. There's no help D needed. Like, so at least if Ben just shoots a floater.
Yes, you're dead right.
Let JoJo rebound.
Yes. Yep.
Let JoJo, you know. What do you say?
You're right.
That's
on
a good point, Roger.
Listen, and there's going to be times where you can't have Embiid track all and set up that deep just because of sheer wear and tear, right? But with Simmons, you got to set him up down low at times. You have to.
We got to see that tonight, Ant. Got to see that tonight. You have to. You have to see the adjustments. Look, Legs talked about it last week when he was on with Tim Legler, that in the 7-game series, they dig down on video and adjustments more in a playoff series than in the regular season. You have more time to prepare for each individual game. You have more time to deal with the opponent and recent tape and what happened the game before. And this is where Brett's got to really dig down and adjust. And it's painfully obvious what needs to happen.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know they were going to come out and play that way.
The coach told you.
It's unbelievable. Like,
he put it in a neon sign. Unreal. Sean and Voorhees is on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
You know, I was at the game, so I get the frustration being live at the game. You know, people always, why did I do? And I said, it wasn't about the missed shots or anything. You know, I called Jamie yesterday, too, and said, it wasn't about the missed shots. It was the effort. I think that's like, you know, the effort of Ben Simmons. Like, I felt like he just wasn't even there. And then I agree with you with the post up with Ben, because I think we could play so much better with guys cutting to the basket. If Joel's got a rest, you got to put Ben in the post. I think you go smaller. You know, I had some people tell me like, oh, well, Bovey put up 15 points. Yeah, he put up 15 while they put up 30 because he can't get back on defense.
Yeah, he can't run the floor.
He can't be on the floor. I mean,
So my second lineup is when they do, you know, he does that early rotation where Joel comes out and he usually takes Ben out. I think you leave Ben in with Tobias, take Jimmy out. Jimmy comes back in with Joel, and those two are running a pick and roll, and you have JJ in to sit for the three-pointer too. I think Zaire has to play more because he can cut to the basket. And, you know, I said yesterday,
Sean, you're dead right. Dead right, bro. Dead right.
And then I know you were always big on this player, and I watched him, and I was saying on Jamie Patrick Beverly, man.
If Zaire
comes in to me, if Zaire comes in and says, hey, I don't care if you score 0 points. I want you on LeVert, and I want you on D'Angelo Russell. Like, that's your job.
Yeah, and his jock, yep.
And
Dude, you
can test every shot.
Thank you for this wonderful call.
And Patrick Beverly, like, and people are like, well, you know, dude, he was on Kevin Durant. Like,
I know.
Literally a foot and a half taller than him and guarding him and giving him a trouble.
That's right.
Whether he scores points or not, like that.
No, you got. I agree.
Yeah.
I trust Zaire way more. Oh, Jonathan Simmons is awful. He stinks. So you know he can't play.
It's so known.
You saw when he got here. You went, ugh, can't play. It's terrible.
I put Sean in the mix for caller of the week because he just restored your faith in humanity a little bit. He helped you out.
Job. He did.
That was a big step right there that you just took. Let's go to Stallworth in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Stall?
Yo, cuz Martinez. I'm angry, man.
Yeah.
I'm angry, and just let me get all this.
Go ahead.
One, let me talk about the booing. The booing has been brewing for a while. It's not like we just dropped off of a planet and haven't been watching this team not be prepared and really not be ready and look like they're gearing up and ready for the playoffs for weeks now. So it wasn't like we just saw this team for the first time and was like, oh man, I'm surprised. Let me start booing. No. We knew this was coming a little bit because we've been seeing them not be sharp, all right? So let me get that out about the booing. Let me get into Brett Brown right now. Malpractice is the word. There's no way in the world that his game plan should have been, let's use JoJo, let's use Embiid, knowing that, one, he's a game-time decision, he's injured, and he hasn't played back-to-back games in, what, over a month? So you want to try to utilize him over and over again in the first couple of minutes of the game? That makes no sense. Well, you know, you can't rely on him knowing that he's probably not going to be 100%, and you know he's going to be somewhat out of shape. And the other thing, we can't use pick and rolls at all.
Yeah.
We can't use pick and rolls. We can't use a triangle-style offense where Tobias is – the reason why Tobias isn't – he looks like he's missing. It's not because his talent disappeared like in Space Jam, like the Monstars took his talent. If he's not being utilized, use him in pick and roll on either side and use Jimmy in pick and roll. And guess what? You can use Ben in pick and roll by telling him, listen, you're going to get a mismatch eventually because D'Angelo Russell, if they try to – let's put him in a situation where he has to guard you in the post. When he tries to switch, put your butt on him, back him down, and go right to the basket. Because eventually, if we force them into a bad switch, we're going to get the matchup that we want. I never see Brett – running an offense or a strategy that forces the other team to adjust to us. He doesn't dictate
anything. You're dead right, Stallworth.
Anything.
Yep, you're what dead right.
Does, what he does is what he's been doing when we had the team last year. He wants to play pace and space, this Euro-style ball, like we still have Bellinelli and Ersan. We don't. That will not work with this team. What do we always say about real good coaches like Belichick and other coaches like Pop? They look at what they have and they go, you know what? I'm going to utilize the talents that I have and get the most out of players that even though the players might not be all-stars, I'm going to make them look like an all-star because I'm putting them in positions to win.
And against Brett the particular Brown opponent too, Stallworth. That's the thing. Is you got? I'm going to put him in the mix for caller of the week too already. We got two people going in.
Still perfect, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to look at your players, what you have, accentuate their weaknesses, minimize their weaknesses and against the team that you're playing.
Yeah.
And that's not what happened on Saturday.
Nope.
It was like the polar opposite of that. The coach said, we're not going to guard him. He's not going to shoot. So what do? Leave him out top where he's not going to shoot? He might as well just stay under your defensive basket.
Again, that's right.
Inbound the ball and just stay there.
Again, that's 4-on-5. That's why you can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not going to work. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss is coming up at the top of the hour, and we're going to get to what are we doing here?
Don't we have time for one more call or no?
We got to take a quick timeout, and we'll get it right when we get back. Promise. Stay tuned. Fanatic Midday Show is back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Andrew, give it a song.
You ready?
I gotta turn the page.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Oh,
oh, Philadelphia.
It doesn't feel right.
Feels good. Come on, turn the page.
Everybody.
We're going to need you tonight, Ant.
No, I need to hear it. I need to get myself back.
This ain't helping me just yet.
You're not there?
I need to get back, man.
I might need to watch like highlights or something.
You need a hype video.
Yeah, I think I do.
A hype video maybe.
Send me
in
your
order.
Hype videos.
Oh, I love the people that send. People know that I love hype videos, and they're always sending them to me. Keep them coming. I can't get enough. I love the hype video. And I need one right now, too.
Mm.
Need to be able to like run through a wall after watching one.
I like hearing the song.
Yeah. That helps.
Makes me smile.
It's not going to get you where you need to be.
Yeah. No.
The big W tonight's going to do that. I'm going to take you down one step forward, two steps back. Let's go to Aaron and Drexel Hill on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Aaron?
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to offer maybe an alternate idea on this whole thing. I feel like Brand maybe escapes a little bit of blame for the roster construction of this team. And hear me out for a second. You got four guys on this team, really, all the guys outside of J.J., who all do really their best work from 17 feet and in. Butler and Harris are capable three-point shooters, but really most of their best work is done from...
Well, Harris is a better shooter. I agree with Jimmy. Jimmy is more of a mid-range, even though he can go back out. Harris is a good three-point shooter.
He only had one three in the last game. And so the point
it's not about the one three in the last game. It's his ability. Tobias Harris has the ability to hit threes.
Right. No, I agree. But here's where I'm going on this. The idea of posting Simmons up, my concern would leave Embiid on the perimeter, and he would be the one guy that they would double off to help out whoever matchup gets in the post. And the rest of the three guys are just standing around. And that would mean that would leave Embiid to shoot perimeter shots, which is exactly where you don't want him.
No, I disagree with you. I completely disagree with you. A couple things. One, you're not going to do that every possession, but he actually has touch, and if you leave him open, he'll actually hit it. It's too taxing for him to go down and post up every possession. And as far as roster construction, this roster should go – these five – all blend together. They're playing the wrong system.
I don't agree with that.
What's the alternative, Aaron?
Talent that fits, but this I believe there's a ton of talent, but I don't know that it's talent that fits.
It completely fits. You have two spot up 3-point shooters in Tobias and JJ.
But it's incumbent they're upon the coach, Aaron, to use them in the correct
what?
Way.
What? Hold on.
They're not spot up shooters in the
yes, they are. Stop, dude. You're wrong. They got to get another coach. They got to get a coach that understands. You're way wrong. How is J.J. Redick not a spot-up three-point shooter? And so is Tobias. He made a living on the baseline. Get a bleeping clue.
All right, let me read you a tweet. Stephen Muldoon tweets and he says, who does Anthony need to ring the bell tonight to give him some confidence? Carson Wentz, perhaps? Because I can.
Yeah, that would get it.
And not come out with that little mallet that they use normally. I want Wentz to come out with Jeremiah Trotter's axe. Maybe the axe man should come out tonight. How about that?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Trot, come out there.
I lost the mojo. Aaron killed it for me.
Oh. Wentz doesn't bring it back a little bit? How about Brett Favre come out in his nice Wranglers?
Nah, Brett Favre. Need Doc
tonight? Dr. J?
Somebody.
Ring of the bell?
I'm not feeling good, man.
We need a Doc windmill, rock the baby, swing at the bell.
No, I'm not feeling good.
No? What do you think happens tonight? Final prediction.
I don't know. I can't predict something that I don't have a feel on.
You've lost faith, my friend.
It's not about faith. They should win. So my gut feeling is that they win the game. They come out. They play much more crisp. They play much better. That's my belief.
Instinctual belief. But you just don't know if it's going to happen because can they overcome the coach tonight? Or does the coach make the necessary adjustments?
He's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
He's got to figure it out.
I think they get the dub tonight. I think we come in tomorrow feeling a lot better, and I think it's handily. I think they go out tonight, they just take care of business. The building gets rocking again. All is right in the world tomorrow. 1-1. Kick the crap out of them tonight, and let's move forward. That's my prediction.
Well, look, they should.
They should. Will they? I hope so. I really do. All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. The whole show in red today. Painting the town red. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, everybody, enjoy the game tonight. Hit the bring the heat line at 610-771-9751. And enjoy the game tonight. I think it's gonna have you're going to have a better night. All right? Stay tuned. Mikey Miss next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.